Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Greetings, and good afternoon, blessed men and women of God. Hallelujah. Always remember, you are very special to God. Know that He sees and cares about everything that happens to you in your life. God is faithful and is our ever-present help in every situation. Today is November the 7th, 2016. Know that God has many blessings in store for you. At this time, I feel honored to be able to welcome all our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, our devoted prayer partners, and weekly financial supporters. Thank you so much for turning in and listening to our radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, sponsored by Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. My name is Senior Chaplain Shirley Griffith, your co-host, together with my amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast. We are broadcasting live on the internet via Blog Talk Radio in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada, every Monday afternoon from 3:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, you may listen to our broadcast wherever you are through your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. Or you also can listen to our broadcast on Facebook under Elder Hudson Griffith or Shalia Griffith. Again, that's every Monday from 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio program is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need to to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do and obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Amen? Our inspiration for this week, which was written by our own host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. During your spiritual journey, the enemy has strategically placed all kinds of stumbling blocks in our paths. When we make the Word of God our number one priority, it helps us to move forward with our eyes wide open. His word lights our path and helps us see clearly where to step. When we love his word, we keep our peace and avoid stumbling. Remember that the most important thing you can do is to take time to read and meditate on his word. His word is life and strength to your body, and it will protect and direct your every step today. I've learned that some people are peace stealers. They feel like it's their calling in life to aggravate you, to try to make you look bad, and tell you what you can't do. They'll try to bait you into an argument to get you upset, annoyed, and frustrated. But don't take that bait. Nothing is worth losing your peace over it. They may think that they are getting the best of you, but in the end, God can use that to take you higher. When people come against you, choose to keep your peace. Choose to forgive. Pray for that person, because that's how you disarm the enemy that is against you. Just know that God wants us to live a life full of peace. Amen? That is our inspiration for this week. I pray that you will keep it in your heart and you always remember the word of God. Our topic for this week will be, if you have a pen and pencil, you can write this down, and we'll be giving you scriptures in just a few minutes. So I hope you have your Bible, your pen, and your paper with you. And just for a second, if you really want to bless someone that you love with all your heart, call them right now and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Again, the number they call would be 646-200-0578. And we will be on for the next 25 minutes. All right? So our topic today, we speak the wrong things out of our fear. Again, we speak the wrong things out of our fear. That is the topic for this week. And the main scripture will be coming from St. Mark, the 14th chapter, the 66 through the 72nd verse. Again, St. Mark, 14th chapter, verses 66 through 72. And it reads as follows. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when he saw Peter warming himself, when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a man saw him again, and began to say to him that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the last verse, 72, And the second time the cock crowed, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice, meaning three times. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Now at this time it does give me an honor, as well as a great pleasure, to introduce to some and to present to others the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, my husband, the host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to be on the air another afternoon and to let you know that you don't have to be afraid if you are telling the truth, and to let you know that God is able to bring you out of every difficulty. Right now you might be going through a difficulty, and you may have to fear because your rent has not been paid on time, and they have given you notice, and you are wondering what you're going to do. I want to tell you that God is able to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I want to tell you that even if your car is going to be taken up, and they have promise to do that, I want you to know that God is the God of the impossible. God is the God of the miraculous. I want you to know that God is the God that answers prayer. So if you, even if you're in a difficult situation, whatever the situation, you have to go to court and you are not sure what is going to be the outcome, I want you to know this evening that you don't have to tell lies to get over your situation. You don't have to tell lies out of fear, but you can tell the truth and God will bring you out. Now, we're going to be talking this evening for a short while on be not anxious to speak. Fear causes us to speak. speak the wrong things. So you have to avoid speaking the wrong thing out of fear. Why do you speak the wrong thing? Or why do you tell lies? You tell lies because you are afraid that if you tell the truth, the consequences could be very strong on you. In other words, you can get, if you tell the truth, you could be locked up. If you tell the truth, your parents could close out on you. If you tell the truth, maybe you will be arrested. Maybe if you tell the truth, people will not like you. But I want to suggest to you this evening that you can tell the truth. But you don't have to be afraid. You are not the only person that's telling a lie. Here we see in our text today a man called Peter. Peter had been with Jesus, one of his first disciples, and he was with him all the time. And Jesus, he was one of the favorites, and he was always there with Jesus, and he knew all of Jesus' business. But yet still, when Jesus was arrested, here we see Jesus being arrested, but Peter denying him. What did Peter say? Peter said, "I know him not." He said that three times. But you know something? Let's turn to St. Matthew's Gospel. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 34. I want you to read it there, what was said.
Jesus said unto him, "Verily, I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice."
Right. So you see that Jesus knew what would happen. So he said, so Peter had been there, pompousetting and saying all the things that would make, thinking that he would make Jesus happy. Because in the 31st verse, Jesus said that all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. And that's why Jesus told him, right, in the 31st verse, verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow thrice, thou shalt deny me thrice. So we see that Jesus knew ahead of time what the situation would be. Jesus knew ahead of time how Peter would betray him. Jesus knows beforehand every situation. So even today, if you are worrying about your situation and you think God doesn't know, Jesus knew ahead of time that Peter would betray him. He knew that. So when Peter said, I will stay with you, it was not a situation that took Jesus by surprise. He said that thinking that he would not, in his mind, he probably thought that he would stay with Jesus. But when he saw Jesus was arrested and taken away to the judgment hall, when he saw Jesus was coming on to the calamity that the Jews had put upon him, Peter said, Peter was not willing to stand up for Jesus. As a matter of fact, if you are in the 26th chapter of Matthew, you read in the text that Peter, he was within the palace where Jesus was being tested. He was arrested, and now he was being persecuted. He was being persecuted, but Peter followed a far way off. But he was in the palace, and then he went into the palace, and a damsel came near and said unto thou was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it. The damsel, a maid, a servant, said to Peter, thou art one of Jesus' disciples. Thou was with him because you are a Galilean. And he denied them. And then he was gone out into the porch. Another maid saw him and said unto them that were with him, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied it. Why did Peter deny that he was with Jesus when Jesus was arrested? Why did he deny that Jesus, he was with Jesus at his trial? Why is it that he could not stand up for Jesus and say, yes, I know this man. This man has taught me many things. I know this man. This man has taught us the truth. I know this man. I saw this man turn water into wine. Why couldn't he have said what he had seen? I saw this man heal many people. I saw this man bring salvation to the hearts of people. Why could he have not said that instead of denying? When the maids were, they were not even any big people that were accusing him of being with Jesus. There were maids who said they saw him, and he could not stand up for Jesus. Now we are living in a time today when many of us as Christians will not be able, and you will say, I cannot stand for Jesus. Because if it means that you're going to die, you should be able to stand for Jesus without telling lies, if without being in a position to defend yourself. Many of us, when we are in situations, we turn to lies, and lies seem to be the only way out. All right. Fear causes us to speak the wrong things. It was out of fear that Peter was not willing to defend Jesus. He denied him. He did not defend him. Why? Because it was out of fear. He feared what would happen to him. He feared for his own life. He feared, oh my goodness, how when we are faced with situations, our fear causes us to tell lies. From small, every one of us have been in that situation. When our parents ask us, did you take this up? We tell lies because we are afraid that the truth will bring us into trouble and cause us to get some lashes. Here was this man, Peter, who had been with Jesus from the beginning. Jesus has invested a lot of time in him. Peter, James, and John were three of the closest disciples, and Jesus had invested a lot of time in him. And now, at his trial, Jesus was going to be denied. He denied Jesus. Oh, would you deny Jesus if you were facing a situation? Nobody asked. Nobody told Peter that he would be put in prison if he told lies, if he told the truth. But here we see Peter being in a situation, and all he could say is, I was not with him. I don't know him. And in the 75th verse of Matthew 26, we hear, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. So he remembered what Jesus had said. He remembered the words of Jesus, because he had told Jesus that he would stand by him. But Jesus knew his heart. Jesus knows the hearts of man. And although you will say you will not deny him, oh, Jesus knows your heart. And he knows what you are willing to say and to do. And here we see Peter was not willing to tell the truth. Here, Peter, in a simple situation where he was asked, oh, what? You are one of the men. And he could have done two things. He could have closed his mouth or not say anything, or he could have said the truth. Many of us today, when we are faced with situations, we find ourselves either telling a lie because we don't want to face the consequences of telling the truth. There are always consequences for telling the truth, and there are consequences for telling lies. Peter, if he had told the truth, he would be all right. There is another story in the book of Genesis where Abraham was going into Egypt, and he told his wife to tell a lie because he said she was so beautiful, and if they see her, they will take her up, and they would they would kill him. But we see that that did not happen. He told a lie and saying that she was his sister, and she wasn't his sister. As a result, she was taken to be one of the concubines of the king. But God rained plagues upon them, and when the king saw these plagues coming upon them, he said, look, something is wrong. And then then Abraham was able to tell the truth that she is his, she's not his sister, she is his wife. And as a result, she was asked them to leave so that the country would be free from the wrath of God. I'll tell you something. If you tell the truth, God is going to be for you. If you tell lies, God can't help you. You go in court and you tell lies, God can't help you. You've got to be able to tell the truth. You've got to know what the word says. Don't stand in fear. Trust in the Lord with all thy mind and lean not unto thy own understanding. So you better trust God. Trust God to bring you through all of every situation, because don't allow fear to cause you to speak lies. Even in this election, we hear on both sides there have been lots of lies being spoken. Some have been telling lies in order not to face the wrath of the electorate. Some have been telling lies to enhance their position. I am suggesting to you this evening that you need not tell lies of fear. You need to trust God and not be telling lies, because the word says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that he have put off the old man with his works. So we don't have to lie to get ourselves out of situations. We don't have to lie when the circumstances seem to be rough against us. We don't have to lie, because the word says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, put no real lying, speak every man truth to his fellow man, for we are members one of another. Let not corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the edifying, that we, for the use in, of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So you don't have to tell lies. You don't have to look for lies to get you out of your situations. You don't have to tell lies when you're facing the magistrate or the judge to get you out of your situation. You can trust God that if you tell the truth, he's going to bring you out, because the truth, we speak truth with every man. We've got to avoid lies. Every one of us are faced with situations that we have to be able to tell the truth and avoid lying. Lie not one to another. Are you going to face the truth, or are you going to let lies bring you into fear? Are you going to tell lies out of fear? Just as Abraham said that to his wife, tell them I'm your sister. Out of fear he did it. When you are faced with situations, out of fear, are you going to tell lies? God forbid. God wants to bring you out of that lying disposition and cause you not to speak out of fear. This day I want to encourage you to look to God. He is the author and finisher of your faith, and he's able to bring you into an understanding of his purpose. His purpose cannot be fulfilled if you keep telling lies. You're going to miss the boat. I didn't even go to the point with Peter. Peter was the one who denied Jesus. Yet when Jesus arose from the grave, Jesus said to go and tell tell my disciples, and tell Peter. And Peter was the one on the day of Pentecost, after he had repented, who was able to stand up and preach a message. Well, about 4,000 people got converted. So you see, your purpose cannot be fulfilled in lies. Your purpose can only be fulfilled in the truth, because you cannot be deceitful, because you cannot tell lies. Your purpose will be fulfilled. God was waiting on Peter. God was depending on Peter, and he told lies. But that did not change God's purpose for his life. Your purpose cannot be aborted today. I want to tell you, even though you have lied, even though you have said things that are not true, even though you have spoken evilly against people, I want you to know that you can repent and turn to Jesus. He wants to bring you into an understanding of your purpose. Your purpose cannot be denied. You cannot be defeated because you did not speak the truth. Just repent and let God know that you are willing to walk with him. God will lead you to the point of righteousness, because we hear it is important that you, when you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to speak lies to make yourself look good. When you are going through difficult times, you don't have to speak lies that things will turn out good for you, because sometimes they don't turn out any better. And once you tell one lie, you have to keep telling lies. Oh, Jesus wants to help you today. Are you willing to repent of your sins and come to him and let him know that you're willing to follow him? I want to pray with you that God will give you the courage to say what is right. I want to pray with you that God will give you the courage that you will do what is right. Oh, this is a time of repentance. As elections come, you've been lying one on another, as it were, but God wants to help you today. God wants to help you to come clean and repent of your sins and do what is right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of those who are listening, Lord, who are in situations that they cannot tell the truth because they feel the truth will bring damnation on themselves, because they feel the truth will be hurtful. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I cause them now to repent and remove that lying disposition, that lying heart, and help them, dear Father, to do what is right, Lord. That addiction of lying, bring them out of it, that they may know that you love them and that your purpose cannot be torn because of their lies. Father, that wisdom, understanding, that they may come out of that situation and repent and follow you and be able to understand your purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, amazing message. So we do know, as we always have known, that obedience to God's word is the gateway to personal happiness and enjoyment in this world. But disobedience and lying opens doors to unknown consequences that could be painful and bring untold sadness. Why? Because what you think will determine what you say, and what you say will determine what you do. What you do will determine where you end up in life. So do not allow your feelings or your fear to dictate your actions. Stay true to what you know is right and truthful. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time we do have for now. Just remember, don't let our fear be in charge of what we say and how we feel. Amen. And just know that we would like to hear from you. We would like to know how you are perceiving this program. So we ask you to give us a letter, send us a letter at Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. And if you are ever in need of prayer for any reason or counseling, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. We thank you so much for listening to Come Together. We pray that you were blessed with the teachings from our host of Come Together for Change. and that you will have a blessed, a glorious week, and that you will strive to do all that you can do to put a smile on God's face for a change. Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready?